So today we're going to begin a journey through the book of Romans. Hooray! But I want to, maybe as a foundation, can I ask you to turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 2? So Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the New Testament, and then the book of Acts, maybe the fifth gospel, some have said. It's a historical book that records what happened in the church right exactly around the time of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Acts chapter 2, you'll be familiar with the story of Pentecost and Peter standing there with the 11. And look what it says in verse 14 of chapter 2 in the book of Acts. It says, Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. He said, Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. These people are not drunk as you suppose, these people speaking in different languages and all the people present are understanding the gospel in their own words. These people are not drunk as you suppose. It's not babble because you don't understand this language over here. It's a language. They're not drunk. It's only the third hour of the day. It's 9 a.m. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. Peter said, this that's happening now is the fulfillment of prophecy. This is what happened in the prophet Joel. And verse 17 is a quote from Joel. It says, in the last days, it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. On your sons and your daughters I'll prophesy. And your young men shall see visions and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days, I will pour out my spirit. And they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs in the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hooray! Yes, everyone who shall call on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's the good news. Is that good news? Anybody know anyone who's included in everyone who calls on the name of the Lord? Are you one of those people here today? You call on the name of the Lord? So if something happens, you go, oh, Jesus, help me. And if you, at the end of time, stand in a great and mighty throng before the altar of God, whose name will you call upon? And there's other people who haven't called yet. Is that true? And anyone who does is, will, that's good news. And there's Peter, and he's declaring it in Acts chapter 2. We see Peter, the previously failed follower of Jesus. And he's taking a stand with 11 disciples, commonly called the apostles, right? Capital A, apostles, right? The 11, plus Peter's 12. Jesus had 12. Judas went away. They picked another, Matthias. If you know your Bible trivia, that'll get you a point in a quiz somewhere, right? Matthias. And Peter stands together with the 11. And they're all together again. Although there were others who were sent, right? Whom the Bible does call apostles, sort of like lowercase a, right? So there are the 12 disciples, the apostles, capital A. And there are apostles, people who are sent, these missionaries who are sent. And then the Holy Spirit, through Peter, explains that the church age has begun, right? In the last days. And there's people over here, and they're speaking in tongues. And there's people over here, and they understand the language. And Peter said, that's because this is the beginning of the last days that we're in. Now, whether you think is the beginning because the day the Holy Spirit came, or you think the beginning the day that Christ rose, or you think the beginning the day that Jesus breathed on his disciples and said, receive the Holy Spirit. You don't need to quibble about it. Peter standing up is a miracle, because did he do that before? No, Peter hid away. Peter moped about. Peter walked with Jesus on the beach, the risen Lord, and now Peter stands. Do you walk with Jesus? Do you walk with Jesus? Because you can stand if you walk with Jesus. And Peter stands with the 11, and he declares what God previously said through the prophet Joel. That the last era of history, the church age, will be dynamic times. Are you living in that age? Or was that back then? And if it stopped, what is this? This is it. This is now. This is not a dress rehearsal. You're living it. Are we making a difference in the world? I say that we are. Are we making a difference in the world? I say that we are. What's your part in the difference we're making in the world? Everyone in this room who says, I am a Christian. Peter refers to the last days in Joel. Peter points at their presence experience and he says, this is it. The time before the day of the Lord comes. The day of the Lord is the epic event that isn't here yet. But these days are the era in which we live ever since. And Peter called it. He said, it's happening. Pay attention. It's happening. Peter heralds in the era before the epic that will be the end times as we know it. In the last days it shall be, God declares in verse 17, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young will see visions. Your old will dream dreams. Even on my servants, men and women alike, in those days I will pour out my spirit. Is that true? Joel said it's true. Peter says it's true and it's now. Everybody stand up and listen. And we just looked at that in Acts chapter 2. We live in this time.